Today, we have the pleasure of hearing from our dear sister, Carmela Wharton, and she is on the line, and I'm going to hand over the floor to her.
Thank you, Alicia.
You're welcome.
I'm so glad to be with you guys again, that God has afforded us another opportunity to be together. I was joking with joshing with some of you before we got started that this is Sister Johnson's fault that we are, that I'm here today, but I definitely appreciate that. One of the things that Sister Johnson does so well is she'll give you a call, a random call, she and Brother Johnson, and they'll double team it. And they will call to say, hi, how you doing? And I love that so much because it's always wonderful when someone is thinking about you. And sometimes those are the lifelines that we need to keep us connected, because it is easy for us to drift away, you know, and then if no one is checking and no one is calling, you know, you can drift away without even knowing it. So I'm so thankful that I have I'm surrounded by sisters, and not just Sister Johnson, but other sisters who call to say, hello, how are you? Send a card or encourage me when I see them. I'm appreciative of that. And I hope we never lose that. I hope that that will be something that we will continue. For our lesson today, one of the topic that I started with that Sister Johnson asked me to think about was along with our theme, that we may know him. You know, so that we may know him. So I gave that some thought. And as I thought about it and mulled it over and went back and forth, I said, okay. So I have to start back 2 years ago when we first started these calls, and we know that the calls that we were having is because of the pandemic. And we all got stuck in our homes, and, you know, we couldn't be with each other. We couldn't hug each other's necks and all the things that we're used to doing. And I remember when I talked to you guys the last day, and I had just got over COVID, you know, and I had a very serious case of COVID. I was hospitalized for COVID. And I was so thankful at that time, once I got out, to be it, just talk to somebody and be a part of somebody. And I was ever grateful for all the prayers that everybody sent up. Well, now we're 2 years later. One of the things that I said back then, I said, okay, Lord, if you know, you better be careful what you ask for. You know, I know that my healing is up to you, and I'm so grateful, you know, that you've healed me and brought me home, you know. So, and then the other thing I said to him, well, you know, we're all working from home now. We spend a lot more time. You've given us a lot more time at home. I said, you know what? I need to get into my studies. I need to take time out to read more, you know, read the word more, get to know you more, reconnect with you, you know, so that I can feel you like you feel me, because you know the Lord feels us. He knows we're his children, you know, and I said, now, that was 2 years ago I told the Lord that. So when I fast forward to these 2 years and thinking about our topic, that I may know him, how much of that time did I really devote to reconnecting with the Lord or re-engaging or getting deep in deeper study and deeper understanding of who the Lord too? And I must confess, and I've confessed to the Lord, I didn't do all that I could have done. You know, so I didn't, you know, and so I think about this time that he has given us to slow down, you know, and to say, okay, because we know the events of this world tells us that this world is going to end one day. We know that, you know, so, but those of us who belong to the Lord and who believe in the Lord know that there's already a plan on our life, you know, and a plan for us. We understand that, but how much do we cling closer to the Lord as we see the end approaching? And I'm not giving us a doom and gloom story. We just know the story because we know the ending to the story already, you know, so, but I want us to think about that, you know? So when I look back and I thought about that, and I said, okay, you know what you're lacking, you know, when I thought about so that I may know him, is spiritual discipline. It's the discipline to be able to do what I said I was going to do in terms of study, prayer more, you know, connect more, you know, and just study a little bit more. So surrounded by that subject about just spiritual discipline, because that's how we get to know the Lord, is we've got to, you can't claim to know somebody and you don't talk to them, you know, you don't, you know, read the stories, you know, and you don't do things like that, you know. So we, in order for us to stay connected to the Lord and go back to the thing that we call that I may know him, that's what my lesson is structured around. And so when I'm talking about spiritual blessing, the first thing that I want to bring our attention to is Jeremiah 29:13. And it says, you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all of your heart. God is telling us that he's available to us anytime we want him. You know, all we have to do is but call him. He is there to listen to what we have to say. He's there to give us all the things that we need. And then we know that, you know, when we go to Matthew 6 and 34, it says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness and all things will be added unto you. He's already told us if we seek him first, all things will be added unto us. And I think sometimes we forget that God is the supplier of every good thing and everything that we need. Even during our bad times, he's still a good God and he's able to give us the things that we need. And all of this, you know, keep in mind, but, you know, so that I can know him. You know, when we're talking about knowing him, these are the kind of things we're thinking about knowing. And we have to continue to read these things, meditate on them, put them in our hearts so that when we go through these bad times, when we go through, you know, and looks like, you know, tomorrow is just as dire as today, the hope that we need is still in God, and we have to stay connected. You know, we have to stay connected and we have to do things. And again, as I've already admitted to you all, is the spiritual discipline is what it takes to get us through these things. And, you know, so that we can meditate on these things and not just meditate on them, but believe them. Because if you can read it all day long and it sounds like a wonderful story, but unless you believe it and your faith is increasing, it's all for nothing. But we know that sisters, I know the sisters on this line, you know, and I know, you know, different stories about everybody on the line. And I know we believe that God is God and he is a good God and he is true to what he said he is, and he can deliver. We know that, you know, just by the prayer list that Sister Jordan just read a few minutes ago, we know that out of some of the things that she said on that prayer list already, we already know that God has already delivered some people and he will continue. And she said, all we have to do is ask and it shall be given unto you. You know, in order for that to work, we have to believe that, you know, so, and I believe that not most everybody on this phone believes that. So one of the things that I have to carve out, and, you know, and I know you guys are already doing that because you do it every Tuesday, but it's more than just Tuesday. I heard a minister say at Beltway one time, he said, if the only time you spend with God is the 2 hours that we do on Sunday morning, he said, boy, you're going to miss the boat. He said, because it is not just what we do on Sunday that is going to open the doors to heaven for us. So I always remember that. And as I was thinking about that, I said, you know what we have to do? We have to go back and spending time in God's word on a daily basis is vital. It's critical to our own livelihoods, not just that of the people that we care for, but our own livelihoods. And I want to point you to Deuteronomy 32 and 47. They are not just idle words for you. They are your life. By them, you will live long in the land you are crossing the Jordan to possess. The operative word there, these are not idle words. They are your life. The word of God should be so close to us and so ingrained in us that it gives us life. Because remember, we're serving a living God. And so we want to have life at all times. So, you know, we need to really, really not just read the words and let them be idle, but really take them into our heart. And then Joshua 1:8, it says, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Right there alone, even though it's coming from the Old Testament, it's still telling us that God's word equals success. You know, so now that doesn't mean we won't have trials and tribulations. It just means that if we stay with God, then we know the end of the story. We know the end of the story here is victory and success. You know, so, and every now and then we have to bring this stuff back to our remembrance so that when we get mired down, when life knocks us down over, out, under, and all of that, you know, so, and I heard Joel Olsen say not too long ago, you know, as I was listening to him in the car, he said, you know, study God's word in and out of season. He says, so even if you don't need it right now, when you need it, you already got it recorded in your head. You know, it's already there for you, which that's a true statement. And so that's the reason why that I have implored and going and working to that, and I hope you are too, is so that I may know him, which means spiritual discipline, which means we've got to spend more time with the word of God. And even when you believe that it's you're doing all that you can and you pray and all of that stuff, do it again. You know, do some more, you know, so because it eventually all of it is going to be about success in your life. You're going to see things unfold with your life, in your life as a result of that. And you'll always have a good word. You know, you're going to be ready to minister to somebody who needs a word from God. And they may, the only word that they may have is the one that you impart to them. You know, so that's why it's always good to have some held in you and some that you've studied and you've and that you memorize, you know, so that when you get ready to minister to someone else, because, you know, we know stuff happens every day and it's always somebody who needs a word, you know, to include ourselves, not just encouraging ourselves, but other people. You know, so, and then Psalms 119 and 105, your word is like a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. You know, so already we know that God's word, he's telling us, this is good for you. This is what feeds your soul. This is what you need. And he keeps reiterating those points. So that's the guidance that he's given us. That's part of his guidance is that, you know, from Psalms 119, 105, your word is like a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Can't get around it, you know. So he's telling us, I'm the answer. I'm the one. I have something for you and stick with me. And so one of the things that I think that's vital to all of this is that we may know him is this, as we incorporate spirit, a little bit more spiritual discipline, we get his guidance, but also to increase our prayer life. I know we pray, all of us pray, and I know these women I have on the phone are praying women, but pray more. We can pray more, you know. So one of the things I've been studying on is learning to consult God first before I make a decision, a major decision about my life. I used to make a decision about my life and then pray to God blesses the decision I made. Well, I didn't have that thing all wrong, you know. So it's about praying to, you know, praying with God, asking for God and trying to seek an answer for him for your life, because what I think may not be what God has in store for me. And you'll get yourself in trouble over and over again by trying to do it your way and then asking God to bless what you've done, bless the mess, as opposed to you're asking him first. And so when you get ready to make a decision, you made it because you know that to the best of your ability, that's the sound. You and God have already talked about it, and he's already given you some encouragement or inspiration on what the decision should be or what you should make. Spend time in prayer. Okay, and Psalms 5 and 3 says, listen to my voice in the morning, Lord. Each morning I will bring my request to you and wait expectantly. You know, so talk to him. You know, so he's just saying, talk to you. He's going to give you an answer, you know, so just wait to hear, you know, from him. But then some examples of men in the Bible or folks in the Bible who have done just that. We can think about Mark 1:35. Before daybreak, the next morning, Jesus got up and went out and isolated himself to pray. Even Jesus went to pray to the Father, you know, so. And we know Jesus had no guilt, no anything. And he was just a perfect example, our example and our God, you know, who went through everything for us and who felt the same things that we feel. And I know we forget that sometimes that he was here in a human form. And we think because he was the Son of God that he really wasn't touched by the same things we are. But the Word of God tells us he was. And because he was, he understands what we feel and what we go through. And so he even went and prayed. He prayed to the Father. Now, Jesus can pray to the Father, you know, so he felt what we felt, then we need to be following that example. We need to pray more to the Father, you know, so because, again, you know, he is there to help, you know, so we should be thankful about for that, you know, that, you know, Jesus came in the flesh, felt what we felt, and he prayed to the Father. So we know we have an avenue. We know we have a friend. We know we have someone who can help us, and we know we have somebody that we can trust to be able to do that. Now, let me stop. Did I hear a question? Because I'll get the rolling. And before I know it, you know, time will be over.
You're good.
Okay. So, you know, and then I'll just practical steps for doing that. You know, let's talk about some practical steps. Take time out during your day. Just set aside 5 minutes. And I know, you know, if anybody's like me, and I know we're all on the phone, most of us, and then some of us who've had long careers know what it is to work all day. And I imagine a lot of you guys worked all day, had families, you know, you had to come home, take care of families, you had to feed the children, talk to the husband, feed the dog and all of that kind of stuff. And that was after you came home from a full day at work. So it is very, very hard to steal away a minute or two, even just for yourself as you recoup and, you know, and decompress from your day. But if we just thought with practical steps, maybe saying, okay, I'll take 5 minutes when I get up in the morning, you know, I'll do another 5 minutes, you know, before, after lunch, you know, just to meditate on God and just think about him. I'm not saying get the Bible and read it from Genesis to Revelation, you know, and study 50 scriptures a day, because we know that's not practical. But what we can do is when we get up and open up our eyes in the morning, thank you, Lord. Thank you for another day, Lord. Thank you, because I'm looking around this house and some people got up this morning and didn't have a house, Some people went to bed without a bed to sleep in last night. Thank you, Lord. So if we start our day from a perspective of gratefulness, we can start. And that is already now thinking about, Lord, we've already engaged God at this point because we're thanking him just for the small things. But those small things are the basis for our life, you know, so. You know, again, and there are a lot of people who don't get up from day to day. And we're thankful that each and every day he gives us another day to open up our eyes and he keeps us protected. You know, so what I'm saying, set aside some time, even if it's just 5 minutes, to be grateful, you know, to say thank you for 5 minutes. You know, I'm just saying, make sure that you connect with him. You know, so let him know that, you know, he's there, you know, he's busy, and he can wipe all this stuff out of our lives and put us on our back. And the only thing we can is focused on him. We don't want to get to that point. We want to be grateful for this side of life right now, you know, because trouble is going to come, because we know that, you know, trouble comes. He didn't promise us a bed of roses on this side, but he did say, I'll be with you through your peaks and your valleys. You know, so we've just got to learn to trust him, and we've got to be grateful for him in and out of season at all times. So set aside a few more minutes of a day in prayer and talk to him. You know, so, you know, you already are doing this, and we're already doing this in weekly Bible classes. We do give an hour of our time, you know, as we prepare for Bible class, or we do have Bible classes. That's fine. Then I'm asking, and this is a challenge to all of you. I know, and some of you are already doing this. Spend the hour in Bible class, but then spend another hour during the week in devotion and just reading upon the word by yourself. You know, so I recently did a study. I think it was last summer. I did a study on strongholds. What is strongholds and what does that mean? And, you know, how is that? So I went and took the Bible, looked up strongholds and did a whole exhausted study because I wanted to know, because, you know, we all get this feeling. We know, you know, and I'm diabetic and I have a horrible time with sugar. You know, so when I pick up that piece of cake, I already know it's wrong and I shouldn't have it. But boy, that piece of cake, all in my mind, I'm still eating that cake while I knew it's wrong. You know, so stronghold. And I wanted to know, and I wanted something to give me a defense against that so that I can break that stronghold so that I can get better. You know, so think of something that you want in your life or something that you're curious about or something that you just want to do a little deeper study just to help you personally. Spend 1 hour out of a week looking up that topic, thinking about it, asking people about it, and study just for your own self, not in the collective group, but just your own personal study. So that's my challenge to everybody. And then, you know, be creative. You know, a lot of people do journals. A lot of people take scripture. I should do this when we were younger. You all probably still have this as well. And it's 12:30. I told you that time was going to get away and I'm going to stop because I have another call. But memorize scripture, you know, so you should take one small verse and then every week put another one on there. Although that sounds like it's elementary, boy, that will increase your scripture habit and then have it a time that you don't have to go read something or go talk to somebody when you're in a crisis. Boy, you start pulling that stuff out of your head and your strength start coming to you. You start feel like, oh, I might be able to do this. I can handle this because the Lord said all I had to do was, you start remembering things. It will help. It will help. You know, so ladies, that's what I have to give to you today. You know, and I hope that I've said something or you've heard something that has sparked something that will make you go a little further in. Just go a little further in, because I am 100% in belief and understand that the reason I don't know him as much as I want is because of my own spiritual discipline. And I thought if that was something that I'm struggling with and that I struggle with and have to be reminded of that, I wanted to share that with you in case you've ever been in that place Or if, you know, if you know somebody in that place, just take 5 minutes out and say, okay, God, I'll stop right now. And right now, I just need this to be me and you, you know, so, or you and me, you know, so let me start by saying thank you, you know, just thank you, you know, because I'm able to talk, I'm in my right mind, although most days I think mind is fleeting, you know, but he still keeps me, you know, and he's still blessing me. And not only is he blessing you, he's blessing those loved ones around us. You know, he's making us go to bed at night with uneventful things and get up in the morning and it's fine. Now, while we know that sickness comes, we know that things happen, we know that we can't avoid tragedies. But again, this is not our permanent home, you know, so we know we're going to leave here some way. Older lady used to tell me at church all the time when I was growing up, well, God got to take you out of here on something, you know, and I ain't never heard nobody dying in good health. Something happens. She said, so she says, you are going to leave this earth with something. She said, but don't miss the blessing. You know, don't miss the fact that you have to go through some things that God has left you. He hasn't left you. What he has done is left his word to help you get through those times. That's why it's important that we may know him. That's why it's important that we go back and read scripture, not because we've heard it in a class, but because we know it for ourselves. Thank you, ladies. I appreciate you invite me, and I want to come back, you know, and I need to start trying to look. I'm looking at the clock because I know I got another client call in a few minutes, but I appreciate it. And I truly hope that I've said something that can help somebody, you know, because you guys have helped me just by me being with you today. I appreciate it. I love each and every one of you all.
Thank you, Sister Camille.
Thank you. Awesome. Yes.
I want to read this to you before you sign off. Sister Felicia Robertson is placing the chat. She's just praising God. Spiritual discipline so needed in knowing him. Right on time, Sister Wharton. Bless you.
Thank you.
Spirit knows. He always knows what we need, when we need it. And she's thanking you for the message. Sister Alma Miller is saying, powerful lesson, and thank you so much. Thank Sister Reddick has something she wants to say as well.
Okay. I certainly do. And I want to speak to Sister Mae Johnson to plan right now a part two of this lesson. It is so wonderful. It has really encouraged my spirit this morning. I thank you. And I need some more of those practical ideas that you were into. So just keep it up. You're just really, really great at helping us to see how we can connect with him and on the run. Just connect. You know, so I thank you so much for the lesson. And I'm serious. Let's look at a part two, Sister May.
All right. I have my hand up.
You guys are all right. Yes, you are. Okay, now she's going to call me.
I had to put my hand up. Y'all see my hand up. I'm next.
You know, so
girl, it just really. You always are so full and so free. And I just love the way you put things together. And just want to thank you for that roadmap.
Mm-hmm. No problem.
You know, we all think of these little pieces here and there, but you laid it out today. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I'm going to forget COVID Sunday, and I am just going to hug you and lift you up off the ground.
Well, I always need prayers. And anybody knows me, I know prayer is a wonderful thing. I believe in prayer. And thank you, Sister Jordan, because you laid it down at the beginning. We believe in prayer. We have to pray for one another, you know, so pray for one another, because if we don't see each other, if I know somebody's praying for me, I can feel that.
Yes.
You know, so let's continue to pray for one another. And I'm telling you, it's the prayers of the righteous that avail it much. And we know that. And I'm so thankful for Sister Johnson for inviting me, because now, you know, the God's word is a living word. It gives and it goes, it cuts and it goes, you know, it goes back and forth. So even though I'm glad you guys are encouraged, the only thing it has done is encouraged me even more to get back to what I know I need to be doing. So thank you all for the energy and the strength, you know, so because I needed that. But I got to log off because they're team pinging me. But I appreciate you all. And if you need a part two, let me know.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Very good. Mm.
Woo. Outstanding.
Excellent.
Yes.
So sitting here just to talking. Okay. So even though Sister Wharton is off, I know Sister Elaine and Sister Bernice had something they wanted to say to Sister Wharton, and you can do so at this time because we are still recording, and then she'll be able to hear your words of encouragement, and then I'll go ahead and stop the recording, and then we can sum up our discussion and our closing prayer. Sister Lane, and then Sister Bernice.
Okay. I just want to say that was definitely food for my soul for the day and for the week. Not only did she take scriptures and break it down and apply it to your life, she explained on how to do that. I points that sometimes we take for granted that we need to do. It's just to bring to those things when they are mentioned again, when they are brought to your attention, you pay more attention to them. And I'm just so thankful for that advice, because now I know that what I should be doing, what I could be doing, I should be doing. So I'm just so thankful that I mean, I'm overfed. You know, I'm full for the day, for the week.
And okay, you fat on the word. That's good.
Fat on the word.
Sister Bernice and then Sister White.
Oh, thank you so much for that message. I really enjoyed that because it was so practical, and it gave me something to think about because of time management and things like that. And it's something that, you know, it lets you know it doesn't have, you have to be 30 minutes. If you just take 5 minutes rather than not do it, just do the five and then increase it as you, you know, see that you have the time. And I thought it was just wonderful. I like the way she made it so plain to us. So great lesson.
Indeed. Sister White.
I echo the things that were said, and I would just put it in two words. Bernice took one of my words, and that was practical. And the other one was, other two, one is to be persistent. And whatever we do, whether it's 5 minutes or 20 minutes or an hour, be persistent. And then the other is powerful. It was truly a powerful lesson. So Sister, I am just, we are the ones who are inspired. You definitely inspired me, and I'm just thankful. I'm just thankful to be able to be a part of this today and to hear you, and look forward to part two.
Anyone else on the call that want to say anything to Sister Wharton before I close out the recording?
Hi, this is Sister Cash, and I wanted to let her know there were so many points that she made, and it was just one of the things that stuck out in my mind is how sometimes we will pray about things we've already put in place. And I love the phrase she used, bless this mess. So we need to, first of all, pray to God and let him do things for that we need to have done instead of us doing it and then pray that he has it, you know, or fixes it or tries to make it right. So I appreciate that point, because a lot of times we get ahead of God instead of putting him first.
Indeed. I know that stood out to me too.
Amen.
We don't want to admit it, but we always messing up something.
Mm-hmm.
And and we expect for God to straighten it out when we started the mess. So it's important, yeah, that one point to make sure we include him in our decision making, because if we did that, we wouldn't have a mess to clean up.
Those consequences, exactly, do hurt.
Yeah, those consequences hurt. But you know, even as a Christian, we have to take it.
Amen.
With a smile,
mm-hmm,
with love. That's why whenever I'm being chastised by my sisters, I take it with love. It's only love.
There's a lesson in everything.
You cannot take it as a slap in the face and judgment. You take it in love because you need to be corrected. And that's God's way of sending someone that you listen to correct you. Since you're not listening to him, you got to send somebody to make you listen, right? So,
mm-hmm,
all right, I'm going to go ahead and stop the recording because I'm talking too much. Amen.
No.